Now, it's been claimed that one resident living in local authority housing in Sligo who has a child with special needs is reluctant to leave her home because of the abuse being directed at the child, the verbal abuse. It was also claimed yesterday that there were threats made against that tenant to burn her out of her house. It emerged at a meeting of Sligo County Council yesterday. There was a discussion during which it was also claimed that the drug dealing is taking place openly during daytime hours in some of these local authority housing estates, both in Sligo Town and in County Sligo. The issue of antisocial behaviour in local authority housing estates was raised by the Mayor of Sligo, Councillor Arthur Gibbons, who's on the line now. Good morning to you, Councillor.
Morning, and
thanks for joining us. Well, there were just some examples given, but I mean, that's fairly shocking that, you know, a child with special needs would be verbally abused by people.
Niall, that it's a form of intimidation that is actually going on. It's going on in the state. And this is state. Now, it's in the county. This is in the state, in the county. And there's three families have the whole estate held to ransom. And that's the reality. They're making everybody's lives hell in it. Their children is out at 10, 12 o'clock at night, running through the area, creating damage and whatever else. And any neighbour within the area tackles them in relation to it or whatever else, they're met with this abuse and these threats. Now, this lady is terrified that we're being on about the abuse that's been hurled towards her child, and it's very wrong. I know myself, she's dreading the summer months coming in, as she says herself, that she'll have to spend the summer months completely away from her house, and that's very wrong. I brought it up because I want to try and get better laws brought in that the council are able to act on their whole contract that they have with their tenants within their houses. Now, remember now, this is a minority. This is a very few people that's doing this. Like, as a person, I'm not knocking local authority housing. I was born and reared in a local authority house. I'm very proud of where I came from. But the one aspect to it, things seem to be getting that bit worse, that these people see that they're getting away with this. And this is something, it needs to be knocked on the head. The local authority needs to be given more power.
And that's the problem. And we heard that at the meeting yesterday. There's only so much the county council can do, and they can be, their hands can be tied in many ways, and they have to be careful about what way they proceed. So they need more powers, you feel.
They need more powers. You see, the one aspect to it, and this is where everything is, that I find myself, that everything goes wrong. When a complaint comes from the likes of this going on in the area, there should be some way of monitoring it. It should be, it should be tackled by the local authority and the other agencies that's there, the likes of Tusla and Angarda Síochána. And I feel myself that if the three of these agencies can work very close together, that they can outlaw the likes of this activity that's going on in this area. This intimidation. You imagine now living in an area where you have children running the street at 12 o'clock in the morning, and that if anybody gets onto their children, that the parents come out and threaten them. While the parents are maybe partying or whatever. There's another case there that I was dealing with. There's a woman there that has a number of children. I brought up yesterday at the council meeting. She has to leave her home. She gets up for work in the morning. She has to be at the work before 8 o'clock in the morning. She sometimes has to leave her home at 3 o'clock in the morning with her children because her neighbour next door, with the type of people that she's bringing around the place, between drug parties and drug dealers regularly operating outside of this woman's house and whatever, she has to leave her home to try and get a couple of hours sleep before she goes into work or to the children for school in the following morning. And this is regular, this is going on. And the local authority's hand seems to be tied in it. And what I want to do is try and get in such a way that the local authority's hands are no longer tied, that they're given the powers to take these people and hold them to the contracts that they have signed up to. All tenants are given a local authority handbook.
Yeah.
That handbook and the contract clearly state in it antisocial behaviour or drugs or any public offences or anything else can leave these people out of home. Now, I know that there is the second part of this is the children. At the end of the day, you can't leave a child without a roof over their head. But if the parents aren't going to take responsibility or the guardians for them children, this is where Tusla plays a big part in relation to this. But it needs to be dealt with. It can't be let go the way that's going.
Okay.
And I think myself that with that, why should the majority suffer at the intimidation?
Okay, we're not suggesting that people should take matters into their own hands, but you gave the example of one woman. I think it was the mother of the special needs child. When she sort of remonstrated with those who were verbally abusing her child, she was threatened that she'd be burned out of her house.
She was threatened that she'd she'd be burnt out, and if she didn't get back in, that she'd be burnt out of her house. She went out to try and protect her child, and she turned around to the children and thought it was wrong, and that they shouldn't be saying that to another child. The parents seem to think that this was fantastic fun of the other children, and this is wrong. This is where everything is wrong outside. And I feel myself, this is where the agencies are needed into dealing with this. And this lady is living in total fear where she is. This lady has come to me and tried to get a transfer. Now, you know yourself out there at the moment. Local authority housing, the same as in the private sector, is like hen state. There can't be cost. The reality to it, there's not much of a scarcity in it. And as well as that, local authority, which they're right, are very reluctant to move somebody on because they're intimidated. They'd rather bring the perpetrator to court and have them face the rigours of the law. But the rigours of the law only go so far in relation to it. There's a lot of time that they'll come along that the rigours of the law is just turned around and said, right, the parents have done wrong, but you can't leave the children without a roof over their head. It's things like this. Now, I'm not saying that the children should be left without a roof over their head, but I think that TUSLA and the outside agencies should be brought in, even to educate these people. But I do feel myself, on a personal basis, that if somebody gets a scare enough that they see that the local authority is serious and that eviction is on the cards, it'll actually pull them back into line. And that is the reality to it. Because some people out there, they just... They'd nearly fight with themselves if they were in an empty room.
Okay,
and
less people think this is an urban problem, a Sligo town problem. It obviously is not.
This is national. This is national. We're looking at it as county councillors. Yesterday, when I brought this up at the council meeting, other councillors brought in similar stories and what they had experienced and the amount of people that came to them and whatever else. But we do know that this is national. And unless that the Minister for Housing steps in and has the laws changed and it allows the local authorities better laws in order to fight this, this situation isn't going to go away. It's going to get worse. And I don't want to send out the message out there that the local authority is sitting on their bum and doing nothing. It's like a local authority is doing everything that they can. We have liaison officers within the county council and needs work. He's second to none, reality to it. It's the same with the housing staff, but they can only work with the resources that they have. They need the law to be changed in that aspect to allow them more powers to sort this out. They know themselves who the perpetrators are, but their hands are tied in a lot of these cases. But it needs to, the whole lot needs to change.